This is Film for Thought. Give us 2 minutes. We'll give you something to think about.
Oh, man. Birdman is an amazing film and a joy to behold, one of the great movies of the last 10 years. Michael Keaton plays Michael Keaton. He plays really himself. The postmodern self-reflexivity of the movie is something that is often tried and rarely succeeded at in art, in all art. And really, this is a movie about making art. It's about the role of the artist versus the role of the celebrity versus the role of the critic. And it's about Michael Keaton, and it's about depression. And it's made by a filmmaker who has one Best Picture under his belt and a couple other near Best Pictures, Morris Perro's Babel, 21 Grams. He's working here again with Naomi Watts, who's exceptional. All the acting is exceptional. The movie itself barely has a cut. And what I mean is it looks like one continuous take. You never see a cut. There must have been a few cheated shots where they probably like spliced it off of some filming off the wall, but essentially it looks like one long take. It plays like a play. It's about someone adapting Raymond Carver, who is as depressing and American and alcohol infused as you can get. And it's a wise choice here, because Robert Altman worked with Raymond Carver's stories and Shortcuts. And really, this is the closest to an Altman film, probably The Player. It's kind of like The Player mixed with Shortcuts. And it also is a lot like All That Jazz, which is one of a personal favorite of mine about Bob Fosse's work. Here, it's about Michael Keaton's role, turning down sort of the Batman franchise, if you remember when Michael Keaton was Batman, and his sort of life after leaving it. And he popped back in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. And so this sort of answers the what might have been, and also was it worth it to walk away from the celebrity status of a big superhero franchise to sort of make art? If you look at Keaton's career, he may have some second thoughts. But there was no knowing at the time that superhero movies were going to become what they are today. Anyway, this movie answers what is a hard question to really bring up in art, and that's what's the role of the artist? Can you still make a real? Can you be authentic? Is there an authentic life for an artist to live? Well, Ed Norton kind of comes in as the New York theater guy who's above celebrity and kind of pulls it above to another level of reach. Really, this movie touches on the clouds. It soars above depression. It's an all-timer, and it bears rewatching many times.